All right, it's Chandra again with the Contemporary Horsemanship Podcast, and today I was going to talk about riding with loose horses. So I'd seen a couple trainers doing this on social media where they're riding and there's a horse or two loose in the arena or the pasture or wherever they're riding, and a lot of other people comment and get ideas about this. So I don't know necessarily if they've completely explained why they do it or the dangers of it, stuff like that. So that's why I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Because it's really easy to see something on social media, a video or something, and be like, oh yeah, I want to try that without completely knowing what you're getting into. So I want to talk about my thoughts on it a little bit. And that's probably with any horses, probably should think through what you're going to do first before you just do it. So here's all your information about riding with loose horses if that's what you wanted to do. So first I'm going to start off with dangers. So maybe you know, if you're thinking about doing this, let's decide if this is a good plan for you or not. So dangers. Obviously, horses can be dangerous, and when they get together, you really can't do anything about it. So when you're riding with loose horses, they could bite each other, they could kick each other, charge, like they could run off together, even if they're not necessarily being bad, like one gets spooked or wants to play or whatever, and your horse is gone, and then you fall off, and both you and your horse can definitely be hurt. Like, there's a lot more danger involved when you involve loose horses that you cannot control. So that's the biggest thing for me with seeing these videos is you're not controlling the other animal. You have no way of doing that unless your horse is extremely well trained, and the horse that you're with or the horses that you're riding with are also very well trained. So, and everyone's like, yeah, my horse is well trained, but you know, if you go ahead and try this, and then it can go bad really, really fast. So even if you think your horse is well trained, let's just take a second look at doing this before you do it. So you cannot control the horse, even if you think you can or whatever it is. When you see a lot of these Liberty videos or even just doing this as an exercise, Liberty is taught in very specific stages, and you have to have a very, very solid riding horse before you decide you're going to add another one in the mix. And those Liberty horses have to know all the cues on the ground first, and then you have to teach them slowly with that mounted horse. And they usually start that process with a lead rope on the other horse, on the Liberty horse, so they're not just loose from the beginning. But you could watch a Liberty video and see these, oh look, there's five horses loose, and then this other person's riding another one, like, oh, that's how they start. That's not how they start. It's all broken down into little pieces so the horses understand what is needed of them, and they can go forward and stop and change directions and all that. So but you could see that and be like, oh, let's just go run with other horses. That'll be fun. And it's actually very dangerous. Another thing is that you don't want to do this at a boarding barn. It's probably not allowed at all, as it should be, because you're messing with other people's animals. Like, I personally wouldn't want someone riding around in the field doing I don't know what while my horses are out there and I can't control them. Like, that just seems really dangerous. So I don't want that happening. Like, when you're messing with other people's horses, definitely a no-go. Complete no-go. I would not do that. If you were at a boarding barn and you only have one horse, don't do this. Like, let's just know. If you have your own horses, then let's train for it properly instead of just doing it. So definitely a no on the boarding barn. It's just a liability, so if no one's going to help you, or not going to help you, they're not going to allow you to do this anyway. Horses can run into stuff, you're going to get hurt, your horse can get hurt, the other horses can get hurt, it's just not worth it. So, if you have your own place, or you have multiple horses, then, like, if you want to give this a shot, all right, let's do some tips here. So, first of all, the horse you're riding must be very well trained. And now, I know that is like kind of abstract subject, like someone can say, oh yeah, my horse is really well trained, and like to another person, like that horse is green broke. It's very subjective. Like, I've seen all kinds of different definitions of very well broke, but basically, like, if your horse sees another horse running around, does it lose its mind? Or can you still ride properly? Like, horses are herd animals. If they see one other horse running, usually it's in their nature to also run, because they're saying, oh, this horse must see danger. What is it? Like, I should also run too. because, you know, there's danger. They don't want to get eaten, picked off, excuse me, if they're the only horse not running. So that's just in their instinct. That's in their nature to see a horse running and want to join in. So if your horse does that already, probably not a great place to start. Maybe let's work on just that one horse and getting them really solid, desensitizing to running, doing stuff like that, desensitize other horses being around. And I'll touch on this a little bit later on how to do that. But if your horse just in the pasture, like if you're riding the arena or wherever and it sees another horse running or kicking or playing or doing something else at a high level of activity and it can't like focus or you have a hard time controlling him, we're going to, no, let's not do this. Let's get that horse trained first and then do some building blocks to get forward. If you have a horse that doesn't mind other horses running around, it doesn't lose his mind, he doesn't feel the need to go run and play and do whatever the other horse is doing, then yes, let's start taking some steps to do that. And your horse is probably pretty broke. But like, let's just make sure that you know this in your back of your mind, like, the horse is probably going to follow the other ones before you all the time. So until you have one that's super, super broke, it's just their instinct to follow the other horses. So you can get out of control really, really quickly. So, and you always have to remember that you cannot control the other horses. So even if you had like some of your horses and you're in an arena and they were well trained, something could happen, like there's a loud truck or a loud noise or whatever could set them off, and then one horse could run and the other horse could run and your horse can run. So if we did want to train this and your horse was pretty broke and wasn't really reactive to other horses running around, then I would start with definitely horses that know each other, live together, and get along. Because if you are like, well, you know, this horse is really quiet and my horse is really quiet, but they don't really know each other, not a great idea, because you could get, you know, they're going to figure out who each other are, and that can involve chasing and biting and kicking, and we don't want any of that. So they already live together, they get along, they're fine with each other, and you're not going to involve food, and both horses are pretty easily maneuvered. So we don't want to, first thing I want to talk about is the food, and then the second thing is like riding with a crop to kind of, or like a lunge whip or something like that to control a flag, something to control your other horse. So as far as the food goes, I know, like, I'll put my horses out in the arena, I'll put a hay net up just so they kind of have a change of pace sometimes, or if I want them out of their pastures or to do maintenance or whatever, that's good for that. I wouldn't put hay out when you're riding with your horses, because I don't want to create any conflict. I don't want any resource guarding behavior, so no resources are in there, so no hay in there, no food of any kind, just because those are really easily create conflicts. When you have hay in there, they're like, your other horse could be loose and you ride by and you're too close, and then they start biting or chasing or kicking or whatever. So we don't want any of that. So the second thing is, if you do want to control that other horse that's in the arena, make sure your riding horse is totally cool with being ridden with a flag or a lunge whip or driving whip or whatever it is that you plan to control your liberty or your loose horse with. So make sure you have that first, because you don't want to get into a situation where you have this loose horse and you have your riding horse is not used to the equipment being used under saddle. Under saddle is completely different to the horse than using that training stick or whip or flag on the ground. Completely two different situations. First, you want to just make sure that you can ride your horse, your riding horse that you plan to ride, in a safe environment with the whip or the flag or whatever it is that you're going to use. You definitely don't want to combine those things at first, where there's a loose horse and you're riding with a flag and you've never ridden with a flag before. Make sure you have your riding horse is cool with the flag, and then he's cool with the loose horse, and then you can add those things together. So make sure that is also another part of that. You don't want to add too many things, you could cause a wreck. So it is good. So this is my little spiel on the dangers. This isn't going to be a super long podcast. It's just, I saw something and was like, oh, like I'd like to talk about that real quick. Now that we have all the dangers out of the way, if you still want to do this, you have two pretty well-trained horses. You can control both of them pretty well. There are benefits to riding with loose horses. So it is good for a horse to get used to other horses approaching from behind, approaching from ahead, just moving around in general, so that if you were going to go to a show or a trail ride or whatever, your horse is equipped with some knowledge of other horses move around and it's not a big deal. So it does help if you do that prep beforehand in a controlled environment with horses that the horse already knows. So that is a really good learning opportunity for your horse. But I would just preface that with doing that with your other horse in hand. So your ground horse will be in hand at first. So have a helper help you out and lead the horse by your horse, like at a standstill while he's walking the other horse, and then come up from behind your horse at a walk. And then you could do it while your horse is walking, and then while that horse is trotting, while you stand still, and then, you know, while that horse is trotting and you're walking, and then you're both trotting and stuff like that. But I would do each one of those steps separately, because they're going to be different to the horse. You don't want to start off with you're trotting and the other person walks up behind you. That could scare the horse. So it's important to just do each little step and make sure that the horse is okay with the handler walking the horse up or jogging the horse to you and stuff like that beforehand. And then once your horse is fine with all of that, then I'd feel pretty comfortable, so if the horses know each other and get along, with letting that other horse go. And that would be fine with me. And then if you wanted to do some liberty stuff, you could even put a halter and lead rope on your liberty horse and work on some stuff there. Or if you were using a whip or a flag or a target, I would use the target. Then I could communicate with that liberty horse and do that in close contact. Again, if you're going to use a halter and lead rope on your liberty horse and you want to have someplace to start, I would make sure that your ridden horse is cool with that rope moving around, because you might have to switch sides, go up over his head and his ears. It might go around his butt, his hindquarters. So make sure that all of that is desensitized first. So without the other horse, that he's cool with you sitting on him and the rope can move all around him and touch him and it's not a big deal. So, and then on the other hand, with your liberty horse, I'd make sure that horse isn't worried about like the rope dragging, just in case, like if you're on your horse and you're trying to start doing some liberty stuff, if that other horse gets away from you, you drop the rope and he walks away or whatever, it's not the end of the world. You don't want to drop your liberty horse's rope and you can't get it right away because you're on your horse and then your liberty horse is afraid and is running around because he's not desensitized to a rope dragging behind him, because then that horse is going to be scared, your riding horse is going to be scared, and then you have a mess. So, and this probably sounds like I'm like, oh my gosh, danger everywhere. But you kind of have to be like that with horses, because that's how they are. They're prey animals. So I like to be like, what's the worst that could happen with doing this exercise, and touch all my bases, go back. Okay, let's make sure that my horse is cool with all of these things before I decide to do this other thing that involves all of those things. So the ropes or the flags or the riding with other horses, I want to make sure all my bases are covered before I do it. So that's what being with horses is about. Like, you got to be prepared. You got to be able to look ahead and be like, is this going to scare my horse? Is this going to end well? And that can be a little bit hard for people to do. I've been around horses for a really long time. So, and I'm kind of a worrier just in general. So I feel like that helps me with that. And I'm like, oh, I could see this going poorly. So then I can stop. Let's not do that. Let's prepare my horse and then move forward and have a good experience for my horses. I know you can't do that for everything and things happen, but I want my horse's feet as prepared as possible. So yes, riding with loose horses can be a good experience if you're prepared, but there are downsides to it and you just got to know what those are. So I just wanted to touch on that, but that's what I've got for today.